What's up, guys? Today's edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is brought to you by our good friends over at AgriGold. It's getting to be planting season. Farmers are getting out there in the fields. I was driving on my way back from Ankeny last night from the Cyclone Fanatic golf outing or over in at Jester Park Golf Course. And I saw all kinds of guys out in the field getting their crops planted, and you better believe they were using AgriGold seed. Make sure and check them out. They're one of our best sponsors here at CycloneFanatic.com, and they're one of our absolute favorites. AgriGold, they are the presenting sponsor for today's podcast. I'm Jared Stansberry. This is the weekly recruiting podcast. I recorded a podcast earlier on Thursday with Adam Gray, of course, as we do most every week, and we talked for 20 minutes about Romello White, the high school big man that was a four-star kid that was allegedly or supposedly going to come to a visit to Ames next week over Memorial Day weekend. About an hour after Adam and I finished recording the podcast, Romello White signed his letter of intent with Arizona State. So he obviously will not be making his way to Iowa State next week, and instead he'll be a Sun Devil. And now Iowa State is once again kind of in a position where they've got to find themselves somebody for that last roster spot. It seems like almost a foregone conclusion now that they're going to go after a sit out transfer. One guy that I think I'd keep an eye on is Jordan Cornish. Started out at UNLV. Then decided he committed to Cal at the end of April before deciding to reopen his recruitment again. Averaged 6 points a game last year, 6'6" guard from UNLV, and he is a sit-out guy. So that's one name I might keep an eye on. I'm sure there's a lot of other guys out there. There's still a lot of transfer guys on the market, but I heard Iowa State was in on it with him. So he's one name that I would definitely keep an eye on over the coming weeks. There's been a lot of movement as well on the football side of things when it comes to recruiting. The first guy I want to mention is a three-star safety. His name's Trayshawn Smith. He is possibly going to be coming on a visit to Ames next week is what he told me. Still trying to get that worked out for sure. But he's got 10 offers. You know, Louisville is considered kind of the school to beat with him. And then he told me that that Penn State, Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Iowa are all some of the other schools that he's looking at getting on down there for a visit. He's from Cincinnati, 6'3", 180-pound safety. So that puts Iowa State up there pretty high with two safeties out of the Cincinnati area. Keontae Jones, of course, the brother of Iowa State signee Deshante Jones. Talked to him last month, I think. And he told me that Iowa State would be battling for a visit with him as well. So a couple pretty good safeties out of that Cincinnati area for Iowa State. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Iowa State take up to as many as four defensive backs in this class. They've already got one committed in defensive back Richard Bowens, cornerback Richard Bowens out of Michigan. So if you can get Trayshawn Smith, you can get Keontae Jones. And then there's one more guy that they've got that has been pretty high on their list and that they've been going after pretty hard, and that's Karan Hafiz, a defensive back out of Jacksonville. He's 6'1", 170 pounds. He's listed as a cornerback. I think he could probably go either way. The thing that sticks out to me about Karan Hafiz is his outstanding high top that he has in his photo on 247. He's got 31 offers. So this is a guy that a lot of different schools are after. He made a list of top 12 list last month, but he's been picking up some new offers, so he decided to kind of rethink that. He should be coming out with a new one pretty fairly soon, is what he told me just earlier this week. In his initial top 12, Iowa State was in there, and then he had Indiana, Duke, Minnesota, South Florida, East Carolina, Syracuse, North Carolina State, Memphis, Temple, Tulane, and Toledo. So it makes you think that maybe he was a guy that Matt Campbell had a little bit of contact with before he'd even gotten the job here at Iowa State. Now he's turned that attention towards Fees from the Iowa State angle. He's got some offers from some pretty big-time programs as well that he didn't even really have listed in his top 12. So it makes sense that he's decided to kind of rethink his recruitment and open things back up a little bit more than maybe they were earlier in the week or earlier in the month. On the offensive side of the ball, the offensive line has obviously become one of the biggest emphasis for this Iowa State coaching staff. They've got a couple offensive linemen already committed. You know, they've got Ames's Colin Newell. You've got Jeff Nogadge from Ohio, as well as Tyler Jost from Libertyville, Illinois, that is. And that's it. So they've got three guys already committed. I think they're going to try and take up to five. It could kind of swing depending on how many scholarships they end up with. But if they end up taking five, I'd say that the two biggest targets for them right now, Caleb Chandler, a four-star defensive or a four-star offensive tackle from Georgia. He's got some big-time offers as well. One of the most highly touted offensive tackles in the country. A number, like I said, a four-star. He's got 22 different offers. Looks like Louisville, Mississippi State, Virginia Tech are among the other ones offering him. I talked to him earlier in the week, and he listed Colorado State, Mississippi State, Missouri, Florida, Georgia Southern, and Virginia Tech as the other schools that were kind of vying with Iowa State for one of his visits to get him up on campus. He said he hopes to check out Iowa State sometime in June, so shouldn't be too long here. And then he thinking that he'll have some kind of commitment late in the football season later this fall. And then the other guy is Marquise Hayes. He's an offensive tackle out of Missouri. He was named the MVP of the Rivals camp in Kansas City now last weekend. So he's obviously been a guy that's kind of been flying under the radar a little bit, but he's starting to move his way up. He's a three-star, rated the number 69 offensive tackle in the country, the number 6 prospect in Missouri out of Maryland Heights, Missouri, 6'6", 320 pounds. He's got offers from Illinois State, Iowa State, Miami, Ohio, Minnesota, Missouri, New Mexico, Northern Iowa, and Western Michigan. So he's kind of floating between those FCS, FBS offers, but he's definitely a guy that Iowa State has high on their list. I think if they could get both of those guys, they're gonna hold tight, and that's probably gonna be about as far as they go there as far as the offensive line. You know, once you've got if they can get five commitments there. Again, on the defensive side of the ball, there's another guy, a defensive end by the name of Antoine Owens. He's got Iowa State high on his list. He's a three-star prospect from Tallahassee, Florida, 6'2 and a half, 286 pounds. He's pretty explosive off the edge. He's got some offers from Kentucky, Mississippi State, Cincinnati. Maryland is in there, Syracuse. Looks like Florida and Miami have both given him a little bit of interest. So definitely a guy that has found his way onto some people's radar. He told me earlier in the week that he's going to start looking at schools later on this summer. He said he's a really big fan of Iowa State defensive line coach Eli Rashid. And he is far from the first person that told me that. Rashid has been hard out there on the trail with visiting schools. He's been in a whole bunch of schools this week. I plan to get some posts later on, early next week, recapping where Eli Rashid and the rest of the Iowa State coaching staff was kind of getting out into the schools as that kind of starts to slow down here before we get into the summer. And this Antoine Owens guy said he could fit either inside or out here at Iowa State, just depending on what the defense they're kind of playing is. And he said he anticipates making a decision sometime in the summer. One other guy I wanted to mention, his name's Willie Wright. He's a skill position on the offensive side of the ball. I can't imagine Iowa State's going to take too many more wide receivers. They've got Josh Johnson, and then you've got the junior college kid Matthew Eaton out of Mississippi. So They might hold tight there at receiver. They're going to be pretty good for the next couple years there. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him maybe take one, two more of these skill position players, a guy that could play their M spot, the kind of that multi-back that he can catch some passes, he can run with the football a little bit. And I think Willie Wright's a guy that has a very good chance at playing that spot at Iowa State. And he is told me he's taking it slow a little bit with what with his process. He hasn't really narrowed down a top five. He hasn't narrowed down a top 10 or anything. He's just trying to work the system a little bit, get himself ready to go and get this thing started before his senior season. 247 has him listed with five offers: Memphis, Southern Mississippi, Temple, and UCF joining Iowa State. He's the 5'8", 155-pound wide receiver. So pretty much exactly what you would expect in that M position. Just a short, quick guy that I'm sure has got pretty good hands, and he's very good shifty, a good slot type receiver. So I just wanted to give you guys a quick little update on the recruiting happenings throughout this week, especially after Adam and I's podcast kind of got ruined by Romello White signing his letter of intent shortly after we finished it up. We're going to have all kinds of great stuff this week. You know, we'll have a lot of recruiting news early on in the week. Rob Gray and I, of course, will have the seniors probably on Tuesday. There'll be the podcast later in the week. And then, of course, we'll have another recruiting podcast on Friday. So thanks for listening, dudes. I hope you got your little recruiting fix for the week. Sorry we couldn't give you more. Sorry that Adam and I messed up and talked a little too much hoops. All right, have a good one. Have a good weekend, guys.